Here's what's in the $901 billion Compromise Defense Authorization Bill. Lawmakers could vote as soon as this week on a 3,086-page bill to authorize key military and national security programs, known as the National Defense Authorization Act, or NDAA. The sweeping legislation describes the various programs and policies the U.S. government may pursue in a given fiscal year. This authorization is separate from the Defense Appropriations Act that's needed to fund these authorized programs. Released on December 7th, the latest NDAA language is the House's attempt to reach a compromise with the Senate on the overall spending levels to be authorized for national security programs in fiscal year 2026. An earlier House version of the bill largely aligned with an $893 billion budget request from President Donald Trump, but the Senate sought a higher $925 billion authorization. The latest House NDAA language provides for $901 billion in defense authorizations. In a press statement summarizing the latest NDAA language, the House Armed Services Committee's Republican majority touted provisions codifying 15 of Trump's executive orders and delivering on 30 more of the president's policy requests. Golden Dome, F-47, other weapons. Provisions within the new NDAA language would modify existing U.S. missile defense programs to reflect Trump's Golden Dome initiative, which seeks to develop advanced missile and air defense capabilities to cover the United States and participating allies. Republicans on the House Armed Services Committee touted $38 billion in additional authorizations for various military aircraft programs. This includes $2.5 billion for the development of the Air Force's planned next-generation stealth fighter jet, the F-47. Another $1.1 billion is authorized to support the B-21 Raider stealth bomber program, and $26 billion more is authorized for shipbuilding programs. Another $25 billion is authorized for efforts to replenish various missile and artillery stockpiles, and $4 billion is authorized for the procurement and modification of various military ground vehicles. The latest NDAA language supports $145.7 billion for the research and development of new technologies, including artificial intelligence, quantum computing, autonomous vehicles and systems, and space-based capabilities. Guardrails on European troop reductions. A provision limiting the Pentagon's ability to pull troops from Europe could create friction for the Trump administration's foreign policy strategy. The provision in question blocks funds for the Pentagon to reduce force levels below 76,000 personnel or divest from any bases there without the Secretary of Defense and the commander of the U.S. European Command first certifying to Congress that they consulted European allies and determined such steps were in the interests of U.S. national security. Last week, the White House released its latest national security strategy. Among other things, the new document calls for increased burden sharing among allies and seeks to have Europe take primary responsibility for its own defense. Previous versions of the NDAA included similar language limiting U.S. force reductions in Europe. Earlier this fall, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle expressed dismay after the Pentagon cut a brigade-sized rotation of U.S. troops through Eastern Europe. Oversight on boat strikes. Another provision nestled in the sprawling defense authorization bill conditions the availability of funds for the Secretary of Defense's travel on the release of video footage taken of recent military operations around Latin America. The provision states the Defense Secretary's office could forfeit one quarter of its travel budget unless the Pentagon provides the House and Senate Armed Services Committees with unedited video of strikes conducted against designated terrorist organizations in the area of responsibility of the United States Southern Command. This provision arises as lawmakers have increasingly scrutinized a recent campaign of U.S. military strikes on drug boats operating in the Caribbean Sea and Eastern Pacific. Last week, lawmakers called Navy Admiral Frank Mitch Bradley to testify about a September 2nd operation, in which U.S. forces conducted follow-up strikes that killed the stranded survivors of an initial attack on a vessel operating in the Caribbean. Lawmakers and legal commentators have raised concerns that the incident could constitute a war crime. The latest NDAA language includes additional oversight provisions, blocking the War Secretary's full travel budget until the Pentagon provides Congress with other overdue reports, including one covering lessons learned from the ongoing fighting in Ukraine, halting certain military initiatives. The new NDAA includes additional provisions affirming Trump administration policy preferences and executive orders constraining cultural and environmental initiatives in the military. One provision prohibits the establishment of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and offices throughout the military. Another seeks to discontinue a policy within the Defense Department to prioritize the purchase of electric and hybrid vehicles. The Republicans on the House Armed Services Committee said the new NDAA language would cut about $1.6 billion in climate-related programs across the Defense Department. Border security. House Republicans said the NDAA would support several of Trump's border security policies, including fully funding troop deployments along the U.S.-Mexico border and the establishment of new national defense areas along the border. The bill authorizes around $1 billion in Defense Department funds for drug interdiction and counter-narcotics programs. The Defense Department is also authorized to enter into contracts with U.S. Customs and Border Protection to share detection and monitoring capabilities, transportation and logistics, aviation, and other support functions for border security.